I'm gonna do the entire show with a water bottle balanced on top of my head.
All right. I'm gonna keep an eye on that water bottle.
Okay.
You came in here so perfectly still, just gliding in slowly with that bottle, and I'm watching the clock thinking we've only got the studio for another 30 minutes, and maybe if you had not tried to balance the bottle on your head the entire way down here,
I'd gotten here sooner.
No doubt.
And you never know what good that will do for me the rest of the day.
I got a lot of great music I'm going to play. I don't have any big name stuff. This is all like discovery stuff.
Well, I've got a big name stuff.
I'll let you kick it off.
Can I kick it off? So, Bon Iver. Should I just tell people what show they're listening to? You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton. Somebody said that when Bon Iver breathes funny, it'll be on our blog.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe that's a little exaggeration. Look, he's got a new record, or they have a new record, and it's self-titled. It comes out June 21st. How about if I play a cut from it? It's a pretty awesome record.
So what do you want to hear?
Let's hear a song called Calgary. It's the eighth cut on the record. And all I can say about this record, having spent five listens with it so far, is that it's a deeper listen than anything before, wouldn't you say? You really need to take some time with the record. They all unfold in really slow, beautiful ways.
Yeah, but I thought that was actually true of the last record, too.
Well, I didn't immediately love it,
and then it turned into my favorite record of the year.
Yeah.
And this one, it's also a little more challenging, I think. A little more challenging listen, but...
Rewarding, folks.
Very rewarding.
Totally.
Let's listen to Calgary.
Great.
Don't you cherish me to sleep? Oh, never keep your eyes closed. Hold me for the pops. Thank you.
I didn't quite get what that last recording was, but I'm gonna have to real close headphones up crank.
Yeah, this record has a lot of these sort of found sounds, ambient textures. He plays around with auto-tune a lot. He can get away with it more than a lot of artists can. And then he has some moments, particularly late in the record, that are, you know, if it weren't him, I'd say they were almost cheesy.
Oh, that very last cut.
Yeah, but I can't tell yet. I'm reserving judgment. I don't know what's going on with that.
But I knew exactly what cut you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly, the last one. It's just a little weird, but, I mean, you know.
Tour starts in July. Our friend saxophonist Colin Stetson is the saxophonist. Eight-piece band plus Justin Vernon. It's nine
so
people.
So awesome, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't
I'm
wait.
Excited, yeah. Very good.
Well, I'm going to play some music. Have you ever heard of a band called Don Golden and Rosie Cross? Don Golden and Rosie Cross.
No.
It's not like Tony Orlando and Don. It's not a duo or anything like that. It's just one guy named Dexter Tortoriello, and he's from Chicago. And he used to be in this band. He used to have another project that was essentially him called Houses. And it was a very ambient pop group, very lovely, gentle, dreamy sounds. And this latest project, Don Golden and Rosie Cross, is a lot darker. It's not necessarily creepy, but it just has a lot more subdued tone. And he's got a new record. It's actually an EP coming out.
You gonna bring me down?
I'm gonna harsh your mellow, man. I don't mean the harsh your mellow on what you had going on there with Bon Iver, but this little EP called Blow, you're gonna love this cut, I think, because there are so many interesting little textures and sounds
going
on.
Sounds up my alley.
Yeah. Don Golden and Rosie Cross, the song is called Blacks.
Thank you.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I liked it. I want to hear more.
Yeah, it's just, I really love the rhythms of that. The
very rhythm, chopped.
Yeah, really chopped up rhythms, chopped up sounds, cool textures. Don Golden and Rosie Cross.
So there's a fellow named Sam Cohen. He's a Brooklyn artist, has a band called Yellowbirds. You got me thinking about it. We did a blog post of a video he did. He's done two videos where he's taken photographs from 10 years worth of drawings and sketches by this artist. And he then took it and made this gorgeous, gorgeous video. We did a first watch on our blog of it. The group's called Yellowbirds.
That video is spectacular. It's on the blog now. You really ought to go. People ought to go check it out.
The album Sam Cohen did is called The Color. The song is called The Rest of My Life. That's Yellowbirds. There's a line in there, or actually there's a drum hit in that song that is straight out of a Roy Orbison tune. The only days of that, it's over. The song, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a nice mix of sounds from that period and maybe early 90s ambient drone rock. There's a nice melding of those two sounds.
And the whole record has a very psychedelic feel to it. I like it a lot. Yellowbirds, Sam Cohen, he's got a band of friends with him.
I want to play something by a band called Hospital Ships. This is a group from Lawrence, Kansas. Well, actually, it's essentially one guy. His name's Jordan Geiger. And it's where I went to school, so I want to give mad props to the Jayhawks.
Seriously.
Jordan Geiger, he
where's your Jayhawk shirt?
Oh, you know, you've seen me wear it.
I have
many of them. Jordan Geiger, Hospital Ships. He used to play trumpet in Shearwater. He was also in the Appleseed cast and Minus Story. He put out his first record as Hospital Ships in 2008. It was called Oh Ramona. And he's got a new one coming out in June called Lonely Twin. And I want to play the cut Love or Death from that. This is Hospital Ships, Love or Death from Lonely Twin.
Open up the door.
So good.
I was thinking about the Paul McCartney records that just came in. We got the Paul McCartney, the very first solo record, which he did all by himself, and then the second one as well. And there's so much Beatles-y stuff about that song and so forth. If Paul McCartney were making solo records today instead of with the technology he had, which seemed pretty amazing that he could do the drums and do everything himself back then. Now what you can do all by yourself these days is just so fascinating. I just love it.
Yeah, and it also had a little bit of a neutral Milk Hotel thing going on there. I thought particularly in terms of the energy, the drive, nice crunchy mix. Hospital Ships, Lonely Twin.
I'm going to play you something, which I think you missed this Tiny Desk concert. Did you miss Yacht? I think you missed
Yacht. I did miss Yacht. I was crashing
on
some stuff.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I was pretty sure. I'm so sorry. This is Jonah Bechtold and Claire Evans, and it's a group. The two together, though, are very dynamic live performers. In fact, you'll see a Tiny Desk concert. I think we're going to do it about June, and around the 20th of June, we'll have that Tiny Desk concert around the same week we do the first listen on the Yacht. Do you get the feeling I like this
group? I'm starting to think maybe you like this band.
Yeah, I do like this band a lot. Claire Evans, one of the best performers I've seen on a stage.
She was very captivating when they came for the Tiny Desk. I didn't see the whole performance, but I saw them warming up and just warming up. They also had really cool synths, didn't they have a... Wasn't that the group
man,
that had
guy,
the strangest
this guy had
synth
this,
I'd ever
this
seen?
This keyboard, I think it was Swedish, and I can't remember the name of it, and just unlike anything I've ever seen. Let's just play this cut. It's called Dystopia. It is a cut off the new Yacht record that comes out on the 21st of June. This cut is a clean, edited version of a song that unfortunately we wouldn't be able to play any other way. But honestly, the music's so darn good, it's worth playing a slightly edited version. Something I don't often like doing, but we should do it here.
The earth is on fire. We don't have no daughter. Let the mother daughter burn.
So I was listening to that, and I thought, I was a little surprised that you like this as much as you do, because I wouldn't consider you a Lady Gaga fan, for example, but I don't think that there's much, you don't have to go very far. There aren't many steps between something like this and a Lady Gaga. They're both very danceable, very poppy.
I'll take you at your word for that. What grabbed me were the words, so much. Mm-hmm. And the whole record is all about utopia and dystopia, heaven and hell. But I'm totally sucked in by that, by the beat and the melody too.
And I think it helps that you saw them live.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she performed just for me, which is what I think everyone who goes to see their show thinks. And that's why she's such a good performer.
Really connects with the audience.
Totally. David Bowie always did that too. You were sure he was performing right for you. Love that. It's so hard to do.
You know, I couldn't help but notice while we were listening to that cut, somebody just slipped into the studio here.
I know.
I don't even know what to do with this, but...
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Hello, Lars.
Hi, Lars. Yeah, we've been doing a bunch of first listens, great first listens, and I knew Lars today was writing up a first listen for a Boris record.
Just finished, actually.
awesome, nice. It's online for you to hear. I took the record, I put it in my iTunes to listen to, and then I saw it was two records. It looked like two completely different records. I couldn't make heads or tails. It looked like they had different titles. Tell us about Boris. Tell us about this new record, Records.
So the funny thing is, it's actually, they're coming out with four records this year.
Well, who is Boris?
So Boris is a Japanese, for lack of a better word, heavy rock trio. They kind of span the musical spectrum. They've done everything from drone metal releases that are just monolithic in sound and volume to really weird electro-pop songs with wailing guitar solos.
And where does this one fall, or these two fall?
Somewhere between all of those.
Okay. Names of the records.
So the ones that we're doing first listens for and the one that are being, the two records that are being released in the U.S. are called Attention Please and Heavy Rocks. And confusingly enough, Boris came out with an album in 2002 also called Heavy Rocks.
But this
they
is
both have
that.
A similar cover, but the old one's orange and the new one's purple.
Thank you for helping me with that. For those colorblind out there, it'll be the one we have online.
Right.
And do these two records, are they distinct? Are they like, you know what I mean? Like, do they connect?
Do they? Sure. Heavy Rocks is more of their, appropriately enough, their heavy rock album. It's more riffs. It harkens a little bit back to that old Heavy Rocks, but in a popular context. So it actually sounds like a glam metal record, like a weird glam metal record, okay. But not a bad one. But Attention Please is actually my favorite of all the Boris records that are coming out this year. It features Wata, who is Boris's lead guitarist, and it's the first time that she has sung all the songs.
Oh, great.
She's always kind of had like maybe little snippets of vocal on other records. Those older records are always kind of my favorite. They're a bit poppier, and she has this really intimate, small voice that works really well against her big guitar sound. This song that we're going to hear is one of my favorites from the album called Hope.
Thank you.
So what I love about that track, it sounds like a shoegaze record for skate punks.
it really is different from the other one, too.
Yeah, it's like a lost 4AD recording. I adore it.
We're about to get kicked out of the studio, so I'm just going to go to this next one really quickly, Lars. But I know that you like this band. It's Graveyard.
Yeah.
Graveyard, heavy metal, hard rock group.
In the vein of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and classic blues-based metal albums.
It's interesting you say that. They're from Sweden because if the guys in the band even look the part. They're sort of tall and skinny and lanky and hunched over and have long stringy hair and mustaches. And
they're my people.
They are your people, but they look like an early Black Sabbath photo.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Some of the band, they even look like that band. But they've got a new record, actually. It just came out. It's called Hissing on Blues, and I want to play a cut called Ain't Fit to Live Here.
Wonderful. Listen, we've got some real special stuff coming up, and we can't tell you about it. So what that means is look on the blog and look during the course of this week, because there's going to be some cool announcements from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks.
And Lars, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I've got no friends, only people that I know. It don't seem so nice to me, you love me even more. Memory is bright. Some of the days of my life.